Jack and News, trending now, trending now.
The weekend kicks off partly cloudy from this afternoon over parts of Gauteng, Mpumalanga, Limpopo and the northwest. Isolated showers forecast over the western parts of the northwest. Pretoria and Polokwane up to 20, Joburg and Emalahleni 18, Mbombela 21 and Rustenburg a high of 19 degrees. You can get the hourly forecast for where you're going to start your weekend. Go to jacaranda.fm.com, click on the weather tab.
In Hectorspruit on the N4, there seems to be truck congestion between Hectorspruit and Komatipoort. Please expect delays there.
The DA has been considering the offer of cabinet posts made by the ANC yesterday amidst reports of the DA's ultimatum. President Cyril Ramaphosa has accused the DA of wanting to set up a parallel government, and the final offer to the party is 6 cabinet posts. It was initially reported that a cabinet could be announced by today. And at the New Delhi International Airport, one person was killed when the roof of a newly refurbished terminal building collapsed during heavy rains. Authorities say 8 other people were also injured. The terminal is used for domestic flights only, and airport authorities say all flights departing from it have now been cancelled until at least this afternoon. With that, looking at our business news. The rand has gone from the best performer amongst developing nation currencies to the worst performer this week, with financial markets and investors on edge over reports that talks between the ANC and the DA over cabinet posts have reached a stalemate. Analysts warn that already nervous markets will become more jittery the longer it takes for President Cyril Ramaphosa to announce his cabinet. And the yen extended losses to a fresh 38-year low this morning, putting investors on guard for a possible intervention by Japanese authorities. Later today, key US inflation data is expected to be released. Investors are also keeping an eye on the impact of this morning's US election debate. A dollar now trading at 18 Rand 50, a euro 19 Rand 79, a pound 23 Rand 37 cents, gold at $2,321.27 per fine ounce. And while we wait for our fuel prices to be announced, oil is also getting more expensive. This morning trading at $86.78 per barrel of Brent crude. I'm Khadija D'Souza. There's more news at 7.
Well, after listening to that news, it looks like South Africa might well have a cup before they have a cabinet, Kharda. England's defence of the T20 World Cup is over after they slumped to a 68-run thrashing by a superb India team last night in the semi-final in Guyana. They were set 172 to win on a difficult pitch, and India's batters folded. They were dismissed for just 103 in 16.4 overs. And that was in reply to India's 171 for 7 in their 20 overs. They'll play first-time finalists South Africa in a clash of the tournament's 2 unbeaten sides in Barbados tomorrow afternoon. First ball is at 4:30. These junior Springboks have named 3 uncapped players for their matchday squad for the opening match of the Under-20 Championship against Fiji in Cape Town Stadium tomorrow. Hooker Luka Bakas, fly half Liam Kun, and onside back Likho Nafinga are the new players named by head coach Bafana Ntleko. That kicks off at 7 o'clock. In football, Marumo Gallants return to the DStv Premiership next season after the PSL approved their purchase of Morocco Swallows league status. Last season, Swallows had really bad financial struggles, seeing a number of players go on strike, and that resulted in the termination of their contracts, as well as that of head coach Steve Gombela. Lloyd Harris has booked his place in the men's singles draw at this year's Wimbledon. He'll be the only South African, male or female, in singles action at the Grand Slam. He came through 3 rounds of qualifying to secure his spot in the tournament, which starts on Monday. I'm Colin Jinga, and that's your Jacka Sport.
Jacaranda FM. Place more.
I have nothing, nothing, nothing.
Music.
Bring it up. Or deep conversation that no one loves.
You love.
We pretend that airplane in the night sky like shoes.